All right, folks, wrapping up the show here. A little early Throbbing Gristle in the background, very friendly. First live recordings, they say from 1975. SGATV, something new from them, a collection of early 2020s recordings. I Love the Ramones. It's a new cassette on Krusimusi Records. Something else coming out this week, an archival release from Celluloid Lunch, Quite Ridiculous Nonsense, a rare DIY KBD Outsider Montreal EP that was Appropriate Blocks, originally from 1984. Nuclear. I almost thought I said nuclear. Nuclear Crayons. Blinded Youth from Bad Pieces, Seen Delivering the Foretold, Conclusion, Spin All When After Consummate Pieces Open. That's the name of the record, 1984. DC Area Damage. Nasal Boys going to Switzerland before that with Hot Love. Sweden's Criminella Guitarer with 36 Patroner from 1979. And then before that, a cover of Criminella Guitarer. That was Final Solutions, Memphis Supergroup, We Miss You, Jay, Vardad, Kladzal, E330 from France, 1977, on the Danger, La France, Appare, Punk Comp, 1976-80. And I start off that set from Killed by Death, Volume 3, Ebenezer and the Bludgeons. Oh, I love this weather. I do not love this weather, but that's fine. That's fine. As I mentioned, I'll be gone for 2 weeks enjoying a vacation. So we got Stu next week. Thank you, Stu. Cremo Coil, the second week of August. Thank you, Cremo. Cremo, and I will be back August 19th. Been having a blast this summer so far on the new schedule. Hopping my show over to the Rock and Soul stream. Been a blast. Have a good few weeks. Stay cool out there. Frank and Queens is coming up with the hard stuff in a few, and we'll just drift out with this really, really normal Throbbing Gristle. Very friendly. You've been very friendly, folks. See you on the airwaves. See you mid-August.
Listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frankie Queens, and on tonight's program, we're going to be paying tribute to the legend that was the Prince of Darkness, one John Ozzy Osbourne, who passed away exactly a week ago today at the age of 76. Not going to spend a lot of time on mic this evening eulogizing Ozzy. For one, I know I say this all the time, but I truly have a ton of music planned for you on tonight's program, so much so that this is going to be the only mic break of the hour, and a short one at that, but also because I don't really think I have to. Ozzy was a household name, fronting the most influential heavy band of all time. We'll certainly get you that type of acclaim, but of course he had a tremendous solo career and really was just a ubiquitous presence across all media throughout his life, so much so that his death appeared on the front page of newspapers all over the world the day after it was announced. So yeah, we're going to let the music do the talking on tonight's program. We're going to try to keep things off the beaten path as much as I can when we're dealing with such a high-profile loss. But yeah, we're going to try to dig a little bit deeper on tonight's program and not play the obvious track. So I know I always do this, but today especially, I want to ask you, if you can, to follow along on the AccuPlaylist over at rockandsoulradio.org, since I won't be announcing songs this hour. And there, yeah, follow along on the AccuPlaylist. I'll have all the information you're looking for there. There's also a comments board where you can chime in about your thoughts and feelings regarding Ozzy's death and his legacy. And yeah, we're going to get right into it very, very shortly. I do want to tell you that I'll be off next week. I was supposed to be off this week, but I just had to do a show with such a high-profile passing, and I'm glad to be doing so. But yes, off next week. I have a great guest host lined up for you, so be sure to tune in next week for that, and I'll be back the week after. But yeah, let's get into it on tonight's program. Nothing but Ozzy, the music, until 7 o'clock. So here we go. Starting things off with a live one from Black Sabbath. Here's a version of Tomorrow's Dream from the Live at Last album. Once again, this is Hard Stuff. This is Frank and Queens. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Enjoy the night, everyone. See you soon.
Mind a twilight guide, a constant non-committal fog. If your heart lay with the rebel,
but to cheer the underdog.
I won't ask you again, but you'll come to your hands. Someday I'm going back to a world I understand. When the morning light came too late, did you ever blame yourself? Would you leave the unprepared bed ever time for someone else? Is your word as sound as love to pass away the quickened mouth? If your heart lay with the rebel,
won't you cheer the
underdog? I won't ask you again if a chill comes to your head. Someday I'm going back to a world I understand. Did you ever blame yourself? Would you leave the unprepared bed ever time for someone else? Is your word a sound as hard to pass away the quickened mouth? If your heart lay with the rebel,
would you cheer the
underdog?
Share now with another number of our first LP. It's a number entitled Behind the Wall of Sleep.
Darkness is bring light. All asleep is cool and bright.
much. Thank you.
After all, when I obsessed with fantasy, possessed with my schemes. I mixed reality with pseudo-god dreams. The ghost of violence was something I'd seen. I sold my soul to be the human I've seen.
In a bit of way. With Black Sabbath, we all ended up junkies and alcoholics and everything. In the end, disaster happens. It's inevitable to happen, disaster, because it's like drugs. They were okay at the time, but we outgrew them, you know. We just, you know, we took LSD, we took cocaine, we took vast amounts of marijuana. It was fun at the time, but then we all just sort of it's not a very good idea anymore.
So you have a more stable life now?
No.
If you could give your younger self some advice, what would you give the 21-year-old Ozzy? What advice would you give you?
Don't do drugs.
What about the 30-year-old Ozzy? What advice would you give him?
Take more drugs.
Ozzy Osbourne, an otherwise quiet lad from Birmingham, caused a panic in Detroit recently when he sank his teeth into a bat during his stage act. Mr. Osbourne says it was all a terrible misunderstanding.
I was doing a show in the States and somebody threw a bat on the stage. And, like as crazy as I am, I didn't realise it was a real bat, and I picked it up and bit onto it. Shortly to my disgust, I crunched through its head, and afterwards I went to a painful experience of going through rabies shots, which wasn't very funny.
Of course, the joke in the rock world was that the bat was taken to hospital for a rabies check.
That's right!
Sound I hear, and I just a crazy guy.